Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Meanie.
This is where I test out microphones.
Caffeine surging through my body right now. I got caffeine surging through my body right now. I got my Venti Chai Latte.
Do you know why they call it a venti? Because it's 20 ounces.
Really?
How long did it take you to drink that 20-ounce tea?
About a minute and a half.
You chugged it.
I chugged it. Well, it's not coffee. I mean, sipping is not... look at me. Do I look like a man who sips?
Only,
I don't sip. I don't take small bites.
Sipper. He only has one speed.
Yeah, go. Sixth gear.
All I know is, you know, as I have, as many of my friends know...
Slowed down on my drinking.
And what do they always say? You take one addiction and you replace it with another addiction.
And in this case, you've started on the treadmill.
And that's true.
Those miles.
Caffeine is becoming my friend again.
Yeah.
With no migraine headaches. And I'm not a coffee drinker because that used to give me migraines. But I have discovered.
Do you think?
Having a Starbucks in the bottom of this building.
We've really improved. We've gone from having a cistern in our dungeon.
Yes.
To having a Starbucks.
Yeah, just in time for me to leave. And I'm going to have to, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to have to find, you know, definitely find a Starbucks down there when I get down to Fort Myers. Because, you know, if I don't have one near my house, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I'm willing to drive far, but not too far, if you know what I mean. That's the way it works.
Do you think you'd be willing to try the coffee train again? Do you think maybe your body has changed?
No. Why should I do that when I get the fantastic Venti Chai Tea Misto Latte with soy milk and two equals and an extra tea bag? What's the point of doing that, Rob?
Because you know what? Pretty soon the tea just won't be enough. It's a gateway drink.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Do you think when you have a caffeine surging through your body that you need more caffeine?
You don't. Not right now.
Okay. Well, that's great. But it is Thursday, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And Mike, here's our song.
It's birthday time.
I know you love it.
Hate this new
song.
Version.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Birthday.
Happy birthday. Now, tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Weavis.
I'm out of my mind today.
That's the sound of Chai Tea Latte.
Today marks 37 years for Dave Strominger of Buffalo, New York. His name is spelled Strohmenger. He's from Buffalo, you know.
I might say Strominger.
I might say lick it. No,
man.
Dave Strominger. Strominger?
Strominger.
Strohmenger.
Right.
Strominger? How did you say you were going to say it?
Strominger.
Strominger?
I think so. Well, he didn't give me any help.
All I know is, you know, check that family lineage.
Yeah.
You might find some of those people that were on the other side of the the ditch.
That's right.
Over there in WW1 and 2.
Yeah, he fell out of the tower.
What do they call them?
Ditches?
They weren't ditches. Foxhole.
Yeah.
Thank you, Oscar.
Ditches. At least we're not digging foxholes.
Trench would also have been acceptable.
He would like to start his day with an early morning greeting from Miss Kathleen Turner. Kathleen?
Good morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Don Lekitch, or Lekitch.
That's it.
Lekitch?
Lekitch.
Is it going to be, all I know is when I do birthdays, if we get one, we get 15. They're
That's
all
right.
going to be, and also Simon Blagiglingenflangen.
Mike, it's not a plot.
All right.
They just have names.
John Lekitch.
Right.
Is nearly 29 and is still, as Oscar would say, a radical liberal.
Oh, yeah.
Can Bill O'Reilly talk some sense into it? Well, what's the okay. You got John Lekitch. First of all, I don't know what kind of name that is, but he's a problem child.
Does it matter what kind of name it is?
We'll do it live.
No, Bill.
You got John Lekitch over here. You know, he's got all his newfound ideas. You know, as far as he's concerned, just let the Russians take over Crimea. You know, have him come in there and do that with the Russians massing along the eastern Ukraine. It's really ridiculous.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, Rob.
Have you ever had a chai tea latte?
Sure I have. We'll do it live. Goodbye. Steve Albertini. Steve Albertini. He's a good boy. With a bowl of pasta as big as your head. He just turned 53, and he would love a greeting from Rob as Don Knotts. Thank you. That's wonderful. Take it away, Rob.
Well, I want to say this to Steve Albertini.
birthdays come but once a year, so you better make it count. Boo!
You know, I don't understand. Now I understand why we were tweaking your microphone.
Why?
Because you can play off mic an awful lot. You do.
You have poor mic technique.
You know, I'm just looking at it right now.
I've seen it my whole
life.
Does
he have poor
mic? The last 5 years, is that how does his voice travel to the microphone?
Do you remember the early days of the podcast when people would say, we can't hear Rob? And now I'm realizing you're way over here where most disc jockeys, I mean, DJs throughout my career, do you know how they, I mean, it's literally up here, man.
What you need to do is just nip it. I'll work on it.
It's hard to broadcast into the microphone when you're laying down.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Hard to make friends when you're an ass too.
We haven't even started yet. We have just heard from 23-year-old Dan Kendall's biological father. That just sounded funny, didn't it? Dan is a recent graduate in criminal justice. Oh, but no job yet. Sorry about that.
Sad, right?
Can Harry Morgan from Dragnet give him a homosexually tinged up pep talk? Hi, let's talk to Dan Kendall, criminal justice major, sitting on the shelf up in Ukiah, waiting to get that criminal justice job. Sorry, the FBI ain't coming knocking.
Hey,
yes.
Do you think he'd get a better job, Harry, if he wore tighter pants?
Tighter pants, a brighter colored shirt. All those factors get you a job in criminal justice. No, do what I did. Start as a beat cop. And I'm not talking about a cop walking the beat. I'm talking about a cop that gives that special favor.
That's why Jack Webb liked you so bad.
Absolutely. I was Jack Webb's beat cop. Every day at roll call, right before roll call in the locker room.
Didn't you arrest Pee Wee Herman?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was leaving. Bye, Husky.
Later.
I guess he'll answer that
question.
Sorry
about that.
Another time. Okay. Oh, he's back.
Oscar.
Yes.
Did you ask me if I arrested Pee Wee Herman?
Yes.
My God, that was messy popcorn.
Oh
nasty stuff.
See you later.
This week, we got a letter from TJ Best. Now, that's a cool name.
You like that name?
Doesn't that sound like a place you go Friday night for chicken wings?
TJ Best.
TJ Best.
Right next to O'Charlie's.
To tell us...
terrible competition.
To tell us his girlfriend Dorian is turning 30. You don't hear that name very often, Dorian. However, Mr. Best is the worst at telling us Dorian's last name. Can Bane please explain the importance of last names to this hump? All right, very good.
I have a message for you, Dan Kendall. You stupid hump. You give us the girl's first name of Dorian, but don't include her last name. Do you know how irresponsible that is? For the love of God, I will throw you in the pit and throw away the key. By the way, listen to the More Network for Bane's new Grease Man Hour.
Oh, is that starting?
Absolutely. I'll be bringing back all my famous Bane characters. Sergeant Fury.
Can we have a taste of that?
Estelle. You pig, you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Here all week.
Awesome.
Kiki K needs some supplies. Can Patrick Bateman please ask Rob to go out and get her some exfoliating gel scrub and an herb mint facial mask? Rob?
Yes.
Do you like Huey Lewis?
I do. And you know what's good about those, Patrick, is they don't have a lot of alcohol, so they don't dry out your skin.
Because alcohol dries out your face and makes you look older.
I'll be right back.
Thank you. Aaron Knight is 36. We kind of phoned that in.
I grow
we?
Weary of that music.
Aaron Knight is 36 and has a son the same. Did we both tire of that at the same time?
I've been tired of it for 2 years.
Oh, my God. Aaron Knight, 36, good guy. And he has a son the same age as the king. Oh, an 8-month-old. Can Gene Simmons offer any insight on keeping an active sex life, even with a newborn in the house?
Hi, this is Gene Simmons. What I like to do is I occasionally make sure the baby gets his proper nap time.
Right.
And then I like to climb on top of Shannon Tweed.
Oh, what happens to your pants?
The power of gravity caused my pants to mysteriously fall to the floor. I'd like to point out that KISS is sponsoring an arena football team.
Really?
Yes, with the KISS colors and the KISS makeup.
What, do they dress up as individual KISS characters?
What I'll never understand is how a famous rock and roller from the group KISS has ended up sounding like this kind of man right now. He sounds like Jackie Mason. There we go. What's going on?
Yeah,
and make sure you look at every rerun of The Family Jewels.
It's a horrible show.
The Family Jewels.
All right, thank you very much, Gene. We appreciate that. Tara Ryder Meroff.
Well, then.
I want you to know, Mike, Christ. I don't, as a matter of fact, I gave you a parenthesis with a question mark because I don't know. I mean, what do I even do with
Tara,
that?
Tara, Reiter, or Reiter, Marolf.
Yeah, it's a horrible name. but a lovely person.
I'm sure she'll be writing it again.
I'm sure she's nice.
Just observed her birthday, and like Mike O'Mara, she is in the process of moving. Any moving advice from a migratory bird? I have completely forgotten that.
Oh, bit. there's another, the next page. Oh,
okay.
Like the Leesburg Vulture.
Oh, the Leesburg Vulture. Is that James Mason?
Yeah. Okay.
When you're loading the moving truck, make sure your neighbors see you as you stick your middle finger out the window as you're driving away from Manassas.
Hey, Vulture.
Yes, I'm the Leesburg Vulture, standing guard over the legions of people pursuing their granite countertops.
Yeah. Hey, Vulture, do you like the Grease Man?
I'm a big fan of Doug Tracks.
What's your favorite bit?
My dog, Blue. He licks his nasty doodads.
Thank you. It's just the same bit again and again. Logan Matthews, 10. He's 10 years old. He loves Charlie and fart noises. Can Charlie please come and fart for him? Okay.
Hello, Logan. Oops. Oops.
Oh, Oops. Charlie.
How do you like that, Logan?
There we go. See you later, kid. Bye-bye.
See you later, kid.
I don't know that Charlie refers to children as kid.
Let me say hello to Logan Matthews. Hello, young man.
There we go.
Better.
Bye, Rob. S&D.
Always.
Shaylen J. These names are incredible. J-A-E.
Shaylen J.
Shaylen J is learning Spanish in preparation for her trip to Argentina.
Argentina.
To visit the homeland of her boyfriend, Daniel Dweck.
What is the deal? Did you make these up today? Why do you look at me? It's not my fault.
D-O-U-E-K.
Dweck.
Shaylen J is going to Argentina.
This is a bit, apparently.
To visit the homeland of her boyfriend, Daniel Dweck. Dweck.
Dweck. Dweck.
They both have a birthday this week. Oscar, can you offer them some relationship advice in Espanol?
All right. Para la mujer de la... Hold on, let me rewind. Stop. The music.
The
music doesn't help.
Actually, it does.
You know what? I got nothing. I got nothing.
That's funny. I like that. Yeah. All right. No
the
problem.
Foreigner has nothing.
Excellent. Mr. Brett Pollock would love a happy 48th from the Diaper Genie.
Ah.
The Diaper Genie. I forgot the Diaper Genie.
It's just sort of a Middle Eastern voice.
The Diaper Genie.
Yes, it's
I need a little reverb. Don't
you want to do that?
I think so. God. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. It's coming. Hold on a second.
We'll keep the music going. Right, this is a part, Oscar, when the music is very important.
Oh, it's right. Definitely important.
Hold on a second.
As we visit the Diaper Genie. The Diaper Genie, as you know, makes bad smells disappear.
Cousins with Aladdin, right?
Yes, exactly. They went to school together. Well, not Aladdin. The genie from Aladdin.
The genie.
The big blue guy that was voiced by Robin Williams. Aladdin was just
Play
a kid.
Play music
oh.
again.
Oh. I loved Aladdin.
Did you?
Yes.
Not my favorite.
Oh.
I'm the Diaper Genie. I've completely forgotten this voice because it was such a throwaway. There we go. I hope you have many successful birthdays. I hope you enjoy it, Brett Pollock. Pollock, you are named after a small fish that we get in the harbor up in Maine. Have a great birthday. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Genie.
Man, every now and then, like every 2 months, I get one like this. This is the way
just
it
like
is.
My Spanish.
Jesus, help me, Rhonda. Here's a weird one. Can Rob wish Rich Towsley a happy 66th as his favorite 60s singer-songwriter?
It was not really leading, so I think what he wants is something to the tune of...
Okay, it's one of the... What it is one of those weeks. It's one of those weeks where they're all thinking too much.
I can't help that.
All right, so what do you know his favorite... Is it Elvis?
No, I would have to guess what he wants.
And
is
it his favorite or your favorite?
Because it was
here's
unclear.
How it's written.
It was. This is exactly how it was written in the letter.
Can Rob?
It was written this way in the letter.
Can Rob wish Rich Towsley a happy 66th as his favorite 60s singer songwriter? And if Rob hadn't been included in that, it would have been in the trash.
False. Right.
So what do you think it is? What do you think he's talking about?
I would think it would be hey. Rich, you say it's your birthday. It's my birthday, Deal. Too, yeah.
Oh, you think it's Paul McCartney?
Yeah, but even though my Paul always sounds more like John.
All right, can you turn up number 6 a lot?
I can.
All right, for Mr. Rich Towsley, lick it!
Can I try the Spanish one now?
Yes, go ahead.
Really? You're going to give him a second chance?
Let's
on
go
that?
Back
what were the
here.
Names again?
That's Shaylen J, who's going to Argentina to see her boyfriend, Daniel Dweck.
day.
Se tienen que apoyar con todos sus corazones.
What did that mean?
Support each other with all your hearts.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yes. I feel ill.
That's wonderful. Now, here's a great name. Here's my favorite name of the vault today, all right? Okay. The vault of birthdays. Rob Ripper.
Hey, there he is.
He's now 45. Can Mike please put together a menu for him to eat in bed this weekend? Okay, now I don't like you anymore.
I love it.
Happy birthday, Rob Ripper, and make it steak. Just don't cut off your genitals. Bill Kenny of New York State is getting older and wondering if Governor Jesse the Mind Ventura has any tips on living off the grid. Got no idea.
Yeah, okay.
Larry King, Dustin... Larry King, .. Dustin Moore of Sacramento.
You're addressing Larry King. Hey, Larry King.
Oh, okay. Hi. Larry King, Dustin, as I said, once every 6 months we get
him
like
I think
this.
Actually it feels like every week.
Larry King, Dustin Moore of Sacramento is turning 36. Can you take him to breakfast?
Hi there, Dustin. Why don't you have a bagel with peanut butter on it? Enjoy sitting in the diner. There we go. Just get me to the effing finish line.
Also, happy birthday to Dr. Neil Carney. It's or Karn, K-A-R-N-E. I'm going to say, folks, you know, really, I know you know your names, but it might be important to include
pronouncers
just so we don't mess it up for you.
Maybe he's Latin.
And is it Neil spelled N-E-E-L?
Yeah, the weird thing is he did do a pronouncer for Neil, but not Carney.
Mm. Neil Carney. Oh, so it is N-E-A-L.
No. Neil is how it is spelled.
Okay, well, he didn't put a pronouncer in there. If he just gave you the name, then
he didn't put a pronouncer. But he did in the letter. I would think you would know how to say Neil.
Well,
it's
Neil,
just an odd spelling.
N-E-E-L is... Sure. But he included it...
His name is
Dr. Neil, and then he put in parentheses N-E-A-L?
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow.
He's not even Catholic.
Super! Dr. Neil Karn, or Carney, and his wife, Radhika...
Mm-hmm.
Is someone pulling something right
now? I swear to Jesus Christ, I have never had one like this.
The next letter is going
to
be from Mike Hunt.
Radhika.
Right.
Okay, Radhika spelled R-A-D-H-I-K. Radhika to new mom Jessica Sullivan to set. What's going on, Rob?
This is a list.
I'm literally... I hate it when it goes like this!
Mad Libs.
No, you think I like it?
Well, no. It's just, man, help me out, brother.
All right, also, this is a list of names because the birthdays were over the
Christ.
Top this week.
Wow.
There was too many
also,
requests.
Happy birthday to Dr. Neil Carney and his wife, Radhika, to new mom, Jessica Sullivan, to Seth Miller, to the newly 44-year-old Joanna Pop, to Miss Statue. I'm going out of my mind here with these birthdays today. To Bill Whittington and to all. So it's a list of birthdays.
Oh, right. He's playing the
Note
hits.
To any young broadcaster. When you're going to give a marathon list of broadcast names, it's probably not a good idea to start with names that are unpronounceable and have something like Radhika spelled R-A-D-H-I-K.
I think Radhika is a beautiful name.
Jesus. So that's Jessica Sullivan, Seth Miller, Joanna Papp, Stasha, Zach, Bill Whittington, and to all the others, far too numerous to mention. And finally, for his birthday, Mark Scuball, now 49, would love to hear Doc Brown talk up. And incidentally, when I do this, I take so much shit in a mailbag after this because people go, oh, Mike is so ornery and stuff. But I'm sorry, when I get this, it's almost impossible to deal with. It's like too long copy. For his birthday, Mark Scuball, now 49, would love to hear Doc Brown talk up Huey Lewis and the News. Who's Doc Brown?
Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
Doc Brown, you mean, is that...
Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, see, I know him as Christopher Lloyd. Rob, start the show.
So we're going to talk it up.
Wait, I have one more.
What?
And I didn't get it to you earlier. My birthday's this Sunday.
We didn't do anything
for
you.
And I would like to hear Doc Brown.
If you are personally requesting it, Doc Brown, who is also known as Christopher Lloyd, my character for 20 years was Christopher Lloyd, not Doc Brown. So, I mean, he was Doc Brown, but he was also Jim Ignatowski.
That would make my day.
And actually, Jim Ignatowski was the character I did.
That would make my day.
The tie-in is the song is from Back to the Future.
Yes.
I don't give a shit.
Again,
what
with
the
that.
Song is. Thank you very
this
much.
This was a request for me.
All right, here we go.
Are we going to do it?
All right, let's do it.
And
all right.
What's the hump's name as well? Oh, we tore it up.
No, it's gone. He heard his name.
More music, more fun.
Hey, are you young broadcasters out there? I'd like to talk about sweating details. Sometimes sweating details can make life great and easier for the talent. Sometimes details are not sweated, and the talent is going to have a heart attack like he is today. Happy birthday, all you effers!
happy birthday to Joanna Gunn.
Wow, that sounds like a celebrity. She is celebrating today, probably with a trip to the bad place. Oh, she loves the bells and whistles at her local Indian bad place. That, of course, is a casino that is not down there.
Yeah. No, no. Is your bad place an Indian bad place?
Dot. Yes,
it
Seminole.
Is? Okay,
The Seminole
very good.
Casino. Yeah, and haven't been in a long, long time. Sure want. Almost went yesterday.
Yeah.
Almost went yesterday. Well, all day. Almost didn't do a show.
I remember that Tuesday we all gambled big and lost, so.
Yes, for sure. Happy birthday 1 week late to Eric Nace. We would have said it last week, but his sea wife did not submit the greeting. I guess some tasks require a man. That's perfectly acceptable now. By the way, we no longer need to hit the misogyny
alarm.
Let's
double down on that.
4 years, we don't have to do that, okay? So, 4 years, his pretty little lady, the little missus, sent along the birthday greeting for Eric Nace, and I can say that because, it's Trump world.
Who
now,
let her right? use the computer?
She was a little too busy cooking dinner.
I agree with Oscar.
To put that email together.
She'd be in the kitchen making him a nice steak.
Yeah.
Yeah, not playing with those pretty little fingers on the place where they have all the stocks and the money and stuff.
Oh, my goodness. 4:45 in the afternoon. Time to straighten up.
Oh, can I speak to myself for just a second?
Shucks.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Mike?
Good move pulling out of the market, douche.
Thank you. All right, very good.
Better safe than sorry, Mike.
Yes, that's true. Happy birthday to Jason Brendel. The buy orders come in today, though.
Yeah, bye.
So I really didn't get screwed.
Happy birthday to Jason Brendel. He's a big fan of a certain type of round candy with a hole in the middle. That boy, we were drunky drunk when we did that at the meet and greet.
Yeah. I even forgot we did that. We did it a lot, didn't we?
Somebody actually brought me up a... No, we only did it once. Somebody brought me a lifesaver.
No, it was Carrie who went to the hockey game. I was present.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do it in honor of the president-elect. Let's do it like Donald Trump. Okay.
Oh, great. Perfect.
All right, so... I think we need a candy. We need a candy that's going to make America great again, Rob.
How about the best candy out there?
An amazing candy. Believe me. Let me tell you, a fabulous candy. We're going to bring everybody together now with this candy.
A strong candy, the best candy ever, and one with a perfect, perfect hole made by Americans.
A dynamic candy. The other candies are disasters. They're disasters. will win. You're going to get tired of winning. He was right. Oh, what type of candy?
I would say probably a round candy.
You mean a lifesaver?
Yes, but what flavor?
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
And
traditional five flavor.
The All Americans present Scott Shannon with more hit music.
WMAK. Nashville.
Trump in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. A bit of double dipping for Amy Hansen. Amy Hansen, your neighbor, Pony? Is that
no,
who we're
no,
talking?
No, that's Heather.
Oh, Heather.
Oh, don't mess that
yes,
up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday and happy second wedding anniversary. She loves our show, and her husband, Eric, loves her.
Oh,
that's great.
Very nice.
That's terrific. Belated happy 49th birthday to Tim Fontaine. That sounds like a Catskills comic. Tim Fontaine!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Miami audiences are great. Let's welcome Tim Fontaine!
Tim Fontaine, born in Pittsburgh, moved to Northern Virginia in 1992, and a Mike O'Mara listener for 24 years. Attaboy, Tim.
Nice.
That is wonderful. Now let's move on. Hello, guys. I'm continuing my douchebag 30s behavior way too far into my 45th birthday yesterday by asking Oscar to give me a big birthday boo. Mahalo, Rob Peacock. Rob wants an Oscar boo.
Boo.
that sounds like I had an appearance this week, boo.
Happy birthday.
Oscar's probably more disabled than any of us this week. Because yeah. Oscar's had the meet and greet for our show, then election night where he did his little thing.
Right.
And so he's probably
dragging lifestyle's catching up with me.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
I'm going to Florida this weekend, though, Mike. Florida.
You're what?
I'm going to Orlando tomorrow.
You're going to Orlando?
Yes.
What are you going to
weekend
to Disney?
It's Lucas' 10th birthday, and I have to go.
He has to go.
You're a good son. You're a good brother.
I said, if there's a cash flow situation, Tatiana, she goes, no worries. We got you.
Yeah, you know what? Are you taking the lady with you? You're
no.
taking a good lady with you?
No.
Oh, you're going solo?
I'm going solo. I don't want to. She's had a week as well. And I love my family. But okay. Mike, it's his 10th birthday. Somebody's
got to represent.
National
anthem. The national anthem I saw online, was that pre or post election?
That was pre election. Like, this was at, that was like
that
at was 10
before,
o'clock.
That was, that
at 10
was not,
o'clock. We didn't even see the results.
Okay, all right. That makes you know, I had to ask because it would make me feel bad if it was post and
no.
good if it was pre.
We hadn't so even we didn't even know what was going on in the election, though. It just spurred on. We sang the national anthem at the end of our show.
Make sure you sing the national anthem in Orlando as well.
Dear Mike, Rob, and Oscar, I would like to wish a boss birthday to my brother-in-law, Romy Misla. Is that, am I pronouncing
Rami. It's Rami. Rami Misla.
Rami Misla?
Yep.
Rami Misla.
Hey, Rami.
Rami.
I was originally going to request a spin on the roulette wheel for one of his favorite impressions, perhaps John Riggins. That's somebody who knows me.
Yeah.
Uncle Cartoon. You don't know me if you think that's one of my favorites. However, this Saturday night while I was stuck at a Licorice Hat concert with my wife in North Carolina, my phone kept buzzing as I received text after text after text and photo after photo of him hanging out with the TMOS gang at the live show and after party. As a result, I would like to change my birthday request for him to the tape of the king of all licorice hats, Trace Adkins, and his timeless tribute to America's pastime. Thanks for the endless hours of entertainment, guys. James Borden Esquire.
Now, do we have to spin for this?
No, we do not. I think we can go right to the tape of Trace Adkins.
Take me out to the ball game.
There we go. Do we play the whole thing or just that?
I think just a taste of the first verse might be nice. He's got such a nice voice, Trace Adkins. He should do an album.
It's the bottom of the ninth. Time to throw a pitch. Swing, bada, swing, bada, swing,
swing. Rob, you ought to do an edit of that so we can get to it without that ridiculous country intro.
Yeah. I'll have it ready for the next season.
Next season.
You know, actually, just a swing, batter, swing would be fun for baseball season.
Yeah.
Nice
swing, batter, swing.
Boy, an album of his doing lullabies, way overdue.
Like, doesn't he endorse sausages as well?
I think he was.
He had three kinds of sausage.
Did he really?
Yeah, he did.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think he was. He was for. He's Trump world.
I think
though,
he's
I'm
got.
Sure.
What? I don't.
No.
Really?
Surprise. Yeah. Okay. What? Does he really have sausages?
He's got three.
Really?
He's got his own Trace Adkins sausage.
We covered it. I believe
literally.
It dates back to when we were in the living room. But I remember three or four different kinds that he had. Yeah.
Hey, that you know when I was quoting that sausage guy yesterday,
yeah.
that bitched about the Jimmy D. That was is that proprietary ONA stuff? Am I kind of ripping them off?
No, we played that.
It's been around.
We played it. All disc jockeys played it. Right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. I just wanted to make sure. I'd
good.
Love to hear that again sometime.
Oh, he
a
does
fat
have
man calls Jimmy Dean
Trace Adkins Hightower sausage.
Hightower.
I don't know.
Trace Adkins Hightower sausage.
And they've been around for 40 years.
40 years and counting.
Wow.
I'm Trace Adkins. Yes, sirree. I hope you enjoy it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me see if I can find that. No, we don't have time.
Anyway, hello, fellas. As I near the midpoint of my plummeting metabolism 30s, I am still trying to get my wife to get it.
I'm so sorry, Mike. They've run out of sausage.
Oh.
We currently have no products available in this category.
This is the worst week ever.
To date, I am failing. I guess to get his wife to get it.
Yeah, to get it.
She gets irritated that I can't say the word face like a normal person. That's funny. And does not understand why I utter odd statements in unfamiliar voices, such as, but you are in that chair. Carla said it to me. Carla said it to me yesterday.
That's
that was that went after I mentioned the eyebrows. Since I am still riding solo on the TMOS Green Line of comedy, I am submitting my own birthday request. My birthday is on Veterans Day, which as a kid I hated because I had to wait an extra day for birthday cards. But now, as an adult, I am humbled and honored to share a day with the finest human beings our country has to offer. It would make my day if Mike could talk up my favorite song, Working My Way Back to You by the Spinners, and remind remind everyone to take a moment to thank our servicemen and women this Friday for all that they do for us. Thanks, boys. Keep up the great work. The show is better than ever. That is Ryan in Baltimore. So what did Ryan request?
He wanted to talk up the spinners.
The spinners.
Okay, hold on a second. I've got something that's in the way here. There we go. I got it out of the way. There you go. Spinners. Fantastic. Spinners you want, spinners you will get, ladies and gentlemen. 1580 KLOU. Hold on. Hit the wrong button. Let me try it again. I didn't like the way that sounded. Was that loud enough, by the way?
That was loud, yes. Good.
All right, here we go. 1580 KLOU. Hey, everybody, I want to send a big greeting out to the veterans of America. You are the people on the front lines that keep us free, and that is fantastic. I, for each and every one of you, pray, wish, hope with all of my being that a manic despot will not send you to fight in a foreign war that we don't belong in. Thank you.
Yeah!
To say it. Sorry.
Speaking of war, Mike, my friend Thomas Booth.
Are you having a war with your lungs?
My throat. My friend Thomas Booth says, thank you for having him on. He is an instant TMOS celebrity. And if you'd like on the TMOS fan club, there's a link for his episode.
Oh, that was Goose.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Pretty
That's
cool.
Wonderful.
Pretty
I would
cool.
Love to do that,
and
Mr.
landing
Booth.
On a carrier is filled with anxiety, and I would never wish it on anyone.
Wow.
I will tell you, feedback for that show was overwhelming for me. I'm about how many people
loved
did
it.
That tells me something. You know, even after all these years, you learn listening to somebody who most guys out there, and I use guys really because when you're a little kid you think about being a jet pilot, people were fascinated with that. And mm-hmm. that would fall into all the other jobs, like, you know, get great cop stories. I've always wanted to get Jerky in to do some of his cop stories, but unfortunately it might go to the dark side a little too quickly. But anyway,
you mean about the time he got off the elevator?
Look for more of that in the future. I think that'll be fantastic. Hello, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. Randy and I wanted to thank all of you for a wonderful Saturday. All of you are wonderful people, so it's awesome to say that we finally got to meet you in person. Randy has been wanting to meet you for about 23 years or so. I'm so happy that you unknowingly assisted me in granting his birthday wish. The staff at the Improv was wonderful. I agree with that.
Yes.
Give them a little ding right there. With helping us get into and out of the show, and Haley from the Mad Hatter is such a sweetheart. She was so kind to find each of you and asking you to come to our table so we could meet you. She didn't have to do that for us. We were going to do to just be patient and wait our turn for you to make the rounds. This is the couple that the blind couple that was sitting in the
Precisely.
Booth, and they were wonderful people. Haley even walked us back to our hotel. She didn't have to do that for us. Haley, if you're listening to this, will somebody get this to her, please, and make sure she gets a copy? Absolutely. I've done about a million of these things,
mm-hmm.
and I will tell you something. Your level of professionalism, your level of kindness to our listeners is absolutely unprecedented in the entire time I've been doing this. Never had a person that worked for the venue, and I'm talking about the Mad Hatter, that was so incredibly helpful to me and when it came to interacting with our listeners. She's fantastic, and I will do another event there. Because
anytime.
That's the way we were treated. And by the way, the Mad Hatter having all of us back for our day drinking marathon and then transforming that entire place into a nightclub, the staff, the bartenders, the quality of food, all of it. If you get to D.C., go into the Mad Hatter. I'm giving them another plug.
Boom, bam.
That's how cool they were. So she was wonderful. If everyone in this world were as kind as all of you were this weekend, this world would be a much better place to live in, wouldn't it? No. We had such
About
a
the
wonderful
same.
Time. Just that, you know, I'm going to be honest.
Wrong
Rob,
day to read that letter.
I'm sorry. I got to say it. We had such a wonderful time. We won't ever forget it. We can't wait for New Orleans. We look forward to seeing you guys in New Orleans. We hope that all of you and your families take care of yourselves and have a wonderful holiday season. You know, wonderful letter, but I'm sorry. No, I will not. But that's okay. It's okay that I will not.
Other people might. It's
Other people might.
They might. Yeah. They might.
Until next time, Brenda and Randy Horowitz, your number one blind listeners.
Yay!
And they put that in either. So that is fantastic.
Let's get some more blind people listening.
That's right.
We have a lot of blind people to listen. We want more of them. More
then we'll focus on the deaf.
The unsighted.
Yep, absolutely.
Hi, fellas. I work the graveyard shift at a group home for mentally disabled men. Each morning while I prepare breakfast, I play the previous day's Mike O'Mara show on my tablet. One of the men, Dallin, will hear Oscar laughing and ask, "What's so funny?" I usually tell him whatever is going on the show that made Oscar laugh, such as Oscar is busting Rob's chops about Fallout Boy, or Mike had another run-in with Nurse Ratchet. Usually, he just takes this in without comment, but sometimes he breaks out into fake laughing. You know, like Oscar.
Polite laughing. It's polite laughing.
Since both Dallin and I have November birthdays, I would appreciate it if you could give us both a shout-out by repeating some of his own endearing catchphrases, such as, "Sun come up, I got an idea, let's do it," and "Meatball sandwich for Dallin."
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Jeff Lesser, and that's wonderful. And Dallin, you behave yourself and keep laughing. Moving right along. Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the Menagerie of Interns. For years, I have dreamed of receiving a birthday greeting on the Mike O'Mara show, but I can be an introvert, so no one knows or cares what I want. Do you feel that way, Mac? Just out of curiosity, do you feel that no one knows or cares what you want? Just asking, since you're
no,
an introvert.
No, I feel that people care.
Oh,
thank you. That's
good. Well, that'll
clear
up.
The letter goes on. I thought about what I would like to request if I were to get a birthday greeting, but realized that all I really want is to say a great big thank you. So I don't need someone to write in for me after all. I can say thank you all by myself.
Selfless.
I've been listening to you since. Yes, I agree. Thank you. That made me laugh for some reason.
You know why? Because you care what Mac wants.
I know. I've been listening to you since the WJFK days. You have moved to Colorado with me, trained for a run, trained to run half marathons with me. Been there when I had babies and stayed up with me and my girls as I tried to get them to eat and sleep. You've been with me through postpartum depression and a divorce from a cheating husband, and eventually my move across the country with a one-year-old and three-year-old to Lower, Slower, Delaware.
Wow.
TMOS was often the only thing that made me laugh on my darkest days. Wow, that is what a nice letter. So for my 40th birthday this Sunday, I am asking for the opportunity to give my heart-filled thank you to each of you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, and keep bringing the funny. Much love, Lee Clausen. P.S. Pony, stop smoking.
Yeah,
there
Pony.
That's the nicest letter we've got.
Sweet
today.
Letter.
That's for you,
sweet
Pony.
Letter.
Come on. Hey, come on. And now we move to our is this our final
this
letter?
This is our final Mike? Letter, Mike, and this might be my favorite letter of calendar year 2016.
Dear Mr. O'Mara plus two, thank you for bringing the funny. I recently purchased your bonus show package, and I loved it. Years ago, I heard the story of how Don Geronimo discovered Mike O'Mara when Mike was a hobo doing impressions for spare change. Being gullible and stupid, I believed this story, but in a way, my stupidity turned out to be a blessing because I was also homeless that year. I spent all of my 2002 pacing outside the Eleanor Kennedy Homeless Shelter with a Walkman turned to 106.7. The idea that Mike was able to make something of himself while living on the streets was a great inspiration.
Look at that. Man.
The show's lie. I really wouldn't call it a lie. I call it a bit. The show's lie and my naivete saved the day and likely my life. Thank you, Mike.
Hey, Mike, according to lore, do you remember what impression it was when you were discovered?
No, I do not remember.
It was Sammy Davis Jr.
Hi, everybody. Altavis, could I have a lozenge, please? I'm typing this on my iPhone in the two-bedroom apartment that I share with my wife and my dog. I can send the Walkman to Ponyboy if he needs it. Please also keep an eye on your mailbox for my picture of a smiling Rob Spiewak hand-drawn in crayon.
Oh.
Unfortunately, giant Nazi elves art was never my strong point, but I hope you will appreciate it. Your permanent beach towel fanboy, Brad Abood. Well, why were you homeless if you were, you know, related to Joseph? I'm surprised. He makes all those great jackets. I'm surprised.
Great jackets.
Anyway.
You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things, because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment. like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
The best of O'Mara.
Hi, everybody. Hello. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
Oh, listen to that voice.
He's back.
He's back in the bosom of his family. Don't you like having those business meetings right when you get off the plane?
Oh,
don't
no, like I didn't mind them. I would rather clear the air, Mike.
I
and have some sort of fog.
Yeah, yeah. When my number one business guy is away, Daddy gets a little uptight. Yeah. So he's got a vent to him right after.
No, we have to talk about this. I'm actually writing a business meeting right now to Pony. You're fired.
Yes, very good.
And Pony did nothing wrong.
No,
if anything, he's been great.
Outside of his health scare, which we may get to or we may not get to in the show today. Mm-hmm. But
do we have time?
It is a Thursday show. Oscar is back from the Great White North, where he was vacationing with his family. Rob, your cheeks are extremely red. Is everything all right today?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
I think so,
I've never seen your... You think so? You're not stroking out, are you?
No,
your cheeks look redder than they normally... Than they normally
I'm
look.
Just
they
look like, excited to see Oscar.
They look like maybe you've
Oscar's
exerted
world.
Yourself.
Oscar's world.
You need to make it to Monday or Saturday at least, where you can get on your Disney cruise.
Well, no, I've got to make it at least to the new year. We got fruitcakes to make.
Don't,
once January 1st rolls around.
Do not pull what I like to call a pony and not go on that cruise.
Yeah, if you die, it's your fault.
No, Rob's going on that cruise. I guarantee he's going
on that might not
cruise.
Be coming back, but I'm going on it.
Guys, my meds can't get wet.
It's
not
a week at sea. Are you? Have you already begun to make preparations as far as the Disney cruise that you're going on?
There have been so many helpful emails from listeners that are Disney cruise pros. Stuff that we need to do, stuff that we shouldn't do.
Did you buy a pirate outfit?
I'm going to buy an eye patch.
Nice.
Simply that. The new Apple eye patch is what I'm going to get. They said, do be aware that for the pirate party, there are people that bring like full rented outfits. That's not going to be
this.
Me. So
The pirate pros. The Disney pros.
Pros, yes. The pros.
People that have reached out to you. Would the majority of them be individuals who enjoy the Disney experience sans children?
Many of them go through the body of the email and never mention whether they have children. They do mention where we can go where there are no children. They said there's an 18-plus pool. There's an adult beach. They said you can go to this
These quadrant. Are people that love Disney, but they're adults without children. You know,
now,
I mean,
the one thing that I find really cute, and I didn't realize this, Carrie told me yesterday, Julia, I think we'll all agree, you've watched her grow up, but even when she was five, she was like a grown-up. She she carries herself like an adult. She has a certain wisdom about her and a coolness. Carrie, per Julia's request, has signed Julia up for 2 meals with the Disney princesses. Julia wants to dine with the princesses.
Does she really?
Nice.
She's gotten beyond the embarrassment phase.
Yeah, she just wants to really enjoy herself.
And moved into the I'm kind of a young adult phase.
Yes.
So it's campy. And it's, well, that's
one
great.
More time.
I love it.
That's great.
I think because that's cool.
So Robert III, is there any brooding on his part where it's just like, Dad,
Disney.
I don't want to be around Mickey. I don't
want to
be.
No, he's excited about the cruise, although we were not on speaking terms yesterday.
Oh,
because
you
weren't
on speaking terms with Robert III after the big
thing? The driving thing was great. I mean, he got his learners. I let him park the car. It was great. So yesterday in the morning, Carrie takes him over to his friend Ben's house. Ben is just back from a trip to England where his family comes from. And so he was spending the morning at Ben's house. And Carrie said, can you pick him up on the way home from work? I said, absolutely. So I called him up. First I text, no reply, Call him up, he answers. I said, here is my ETA. I'll be at Ben's house. I said, ways I'll be there at this certain time. I said, be ready. He said, okay. And then when I'm 10 minutes away, I text him again. I said, 10 minutes away. No reply. Get there. Text him from the driveway. Nothing reply. No reply. No reply. I'm sitting there for 10 minutes texting, calling. I don't feel like I should have to get out and knock on the door because that's not our arrangement. But I do, after about 15 minutes, get out of the car, knock on the door. Ben, sharp as a tack, shuffles to the door. Hi, Mr. Spiewak. I said, hi, Ben. And I look around. The house looks deserted. You would think that he'd be with Ben, right? I said, where's Robert? He's in the basement or something. So I said, okay, can you go get him, please? And
is his house he's talking about.
Yeah. And so Ben shuffles away, does not invite me in, which is nice because it's not hot. And then I'm standing there in direct sunlight.
So weird.
And he comes back up. He says, Robert fell asleep. I said,
Well, can you wake him up? Because I'm here to take him home.
In the middle of the day?
Yeah, about 2:30 or so.
And so he goes to a friend's house and he just like curls up on the couch and falls asleep?
I guess, and in the 40 minutes that I had spoken
it's the stress of the DMV that he's
unwinding. But it was the 40 minutes since I had talked to him.
Is he waking and baking, Oscar? You think
he might have gotten high, Rob.
I'm sure that's what happened.
I mean, you don't just pass out at 14.
So he keeps odd hours. I will say this. Maybe he is a drug addict.
You don't have to be a drug addict. Maybe he's probably addicted to drugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, our gadfly is back. Smoking the reefer. Is back. But he brought it up, and I'm wondering, have you ever entertained the possibility? For example, I'm not even going to put it on your son.
Okay.
This young man, Ben.
Oh, Ben, maybe, yes.
This Ben. Is there there would be a possibility that maybe grade do this drug sometimes.
Yeah, but I really don't think it's in Robert's playbook. I think it is just the fact that he is a lazy teenager keeping weird hours.
But know this. The way you grew up in the wheat fields of McLean or the cornfields of McLean or whatever vegetable you guys were growing.
Thank you for making it perfectly accurate. Keep going.
The way you grew up is not the way kids are growing up today.
That's right. It's modern, Mike. Modern.
When you stumbled on
my kids, I get all my kids back in the house now. It's fun. It's fun for me.
When you stumbled onto the Playboy when you were 18, he found that like 5 years ago. When you saw your first beer, he's probably already seen his first beer out in the wild.
I'm sure.
Weed is ubiquitous now. So you have to keep your eyes out for the bloodshot eyes.
So you get suspicious when you hear a kid passing out in the afternoon. You think perhaps
something's
afoot.
Well, you know what? I have done that same thing when I was 16, and my parents weren't picking me up.
Well, you see, but we have
I got high, passed out of my friend's basement. No one was picking me up. I just got yelled at by my mom when she said, "Where were you?" And I was like, "Oh, I passed out of my friend's basement."
Yeah, but you see, my kid is a good kid, and you are a bad kid.
I wasn't a bad kid.
You were a bad kid. Every story you've ever told about you being a child says that you're a bad
kid. Never went to jail.
That doesn't mean anything.
Well, let's get back to it. Did you wake him up?
No, then he comes stumbling up the door, and I said, "Dude, what? What happened?" And he said, "I fell asleep." I said, I can't even begin to explain the lack of respect that this shows not only to me, but why would you come to Ben's house and fall asleep? I don't know. I fell asleep. I said, "Get in the car." And then we drove home. No radio, no talking. And that was the last I saw him yesterday.
Oh, so you haven't talked to him?
I haven't talked to him today.
Oh, because he didn't want to show you that he was high.
That's right.
You go full mute when you're high. You freak out. You're a kid. You don't know. You don't want your parents to know. You're like, "I'm not saying a word." Right, Pony?
Pony's corroborating it. Pony's corroborating. You go full mute? Stuff.
Yeah, yeah. When I was like 13, 14, and my parents would pick me up, and I was like, "Oh, crap, we just smoked up." And you would just sit there and be really, really quiet.
Rob, I'm with you. Rob, I'm an innocent like you with this. I was not aware at 13, 14, 15, this kind of, maybe I'm a naive person, maybe I'm a naive parent, but I think it's going to be necessary for you to get home today and rifle through his clothes.
Yeah. And a blood test. That is,
and a blood test.
And probably a sock in the face, just to be sure.
You don't even have to spend money. You go up to him with scissors, right? I'm sure you have them in the kitchen. You cut a lock of his hair off, and he's like, "What was that for?" You're like, "Oh, I just want to make sure everything's on the up and up," and then you'll put it in a Ziploc bag. And you put it
in
right
in front
there.
Of him. You're doing to make the show.
To make the show to him. To show, we have a new sponsor for drug tests, and it's a mail-in drug test. And then take Julia's clip of Julia's.
Now Rob Spiewak enjoys the grift as much as anybody. You enjoy a good con.
Sure, I like to trick people.
That would be a fun little move to maybe.
If there was any piece of recurring behavior that would lead me to think there was a problem, I do think he was just a lazy teenager yesterday. Now, if this was a ongoing thing, if he was having trouble at school, if I didn't like the overall quality of friends he hung out with, then maybe I would investigate it. But
for a class action suit, man.
Let me ask this question.
You have no place to ask for anything.
This kid,
Ben.
The house that he went to. Any parents around at all? No parents at all?
I didn't see parents there yesterday, but the parents are usually there. It's a good family. Ben is a good kid, although he tends to always look like he just got hit in the back of a head with a board.
You know who's a good family? The Kennedys, and they've had their missteps.
I never said the Kennedys were a good family.
Oscar's skipping ahead in the show. He's just back from Hyannis.
Well, he wants everyone to look at him.
He wants it, but I'm just curious about it. So, look. this is the show. This is not the show. This is real life. So my question to you, do you think that there is any follow-up that you would... I mean, when you leave and you get in your car,
yes,
and the show is over and all right, the hype is over and we're sitting, do you ever just sit there and, I wonder. Would that happen regarding this discussion
if,
at all?
You know what?
Because I didn't see it coming until the problem child.
I don't think so. Because we've had, we've talked to him about drugs and all the problems with it. Because we actually
take a bite out of crime.
We had a really discussion about some of his friends were caught vaping. I said, you can't do that. He says, it's untested. You've got cancer on both sides of your family. You've had cancer. And he said, I would never do that. So, I mean, unless he's got us totally snowed, and frankly, of the two kids, I don't think he's bright enough to trick us as parents.
Well, let me stop you right there, and because I'm getting, I feel for, the kids
right,
of my coworker here. When you're doing it, do you think that unless he's got us totally snowed, but has it ever even really come up with him? I mean, you can't snow somebody if they're not, you know what I'm saying?
You mean
drugs? I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I bring it up with my daughters periodically.
I've discussed it.
And it's terrible when they're in their 20s because they've done it.
Of course.
And so I kind of go, oh God. Mm-hmm. But have you brought it up with him?
Yeah, we've discussed it before and told him
when
how important
it was. The last time you brought it up with him?
Probably earlier this year, maybe okay, February, right, March, that's sometime around there.
Pony's got some insight.
Yeah, what are his snacking habits?
What do you mean?
Like, what is he, when he gets home, like, what does he grab to eat?
He loves to eat a lot of salty and sweet snacks, and what happens, he has almost an insatiable appetite. What's weird, Pony, is a lot of times he will get a towel of some sort and wet it, and then he goes up to his bedroom and seals off the bottom of the door. I think it has something to do with the air conditioning. And then he's upstairs for 10 or 20 minutes, and then he comes down and he's hungry again.
So weird.
And then he says, Dad, where are the Cheech and Chong DVDs?
All right, relax for a second. Pony,
yes.
You brought up the snacking. What should Rob be looking for?
Oh, Funyuns and any kind of like really, really salty snack. Like
Doritos.
You want to see something really salty, keep talking to me right now, okay?
Wow.
Like someone's frosting getting hostile. Disappearing or something.
He was two and a half.
Did he hit the snacks when he got home?
No.
Are you aware of that?
No. He eats on his own schedule, but he's not a big snacker. What he likes
is he a social eater?
No, that would be Pop. That would be me. Yeah. Okay. Socially. Okay. Friends, come over. We're going to eat. We're going to eat a lot.
What is a social eater? What the hell is a social eater? A stress eater. I've heard stress eating.
Why do you even question when he makes something up? Just roll with
it. He's back.
Yeah, he's back.
And
he's
I'm
back,
just trying
baby.
To figure
I'm back,
out his
baby.
English. That's it. I'm trying to.
So
I'm
back to the
understand.
Weed problem.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's really cool about Julia is she only uses opioids.
Oh, no,
oh God!
Come on.
Stop that! Stop it!
Hey, it's the princesses, man.
I had no idea the napping in the basement might be something that
it was
a
one-time incident. I will keep my eyes peeled if that pleases you, but I don't think the boy is on drugs.
Rob, I don't think weed's a bad drug. I'm just saying at
frankly,
an early age.
No, the problem is
at
this.
At an early age, you just got to say, look, everything in moderation,
no, the
man.
Problem is this. We got no money for a habit like that.
Fairly cheap.
Oh, God.
No, not as cheap as that. If he wants anything, drink. I've got a liquor cabinet. He can go to town there, and that's mostly legal, and I know the deals.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
So anyway, I'm hoping that I'll get an apology out of him before the cruise, because I don't want it to be awkward on the cruise.
Okay. All right. Well, you could demand it. You know,
but then that sort of rings hollow, don't you think?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, can I say something to
him to say, it'd be really great if you could apologize to your
talk
dad.
Talk to your pa before yeah, talk you're on to
this,
dad.
This is, I have a 5-year-old and he is already starting to say things that I seem to only remember I said to my parents when I was 13 or 14.
Oh no, that's the worst time.
You know, you hate me.
Yeah.
That type of thing. I didn't think 5-year-olds, I think he's sophisticated in the communication, so I'm going to be worse than you are. I'm going to be calling mediators.
Well, you know,
13.
He probably.
I'm going to be just saying I'm not. You know, because I'm going to be an 80-year-old man walking around here going, I didn't think it was very appropriate for you to use that language in front of your mother. And then he's going to be sitting there, smoking a cigarette in the kitchen, going, back off, old man.
Shut up, Gramps.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Time for you to get some sun.
All right, and then I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to ride that stair lift upstairs. You can go to bed right now.
man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. KTEL Records presents 16 original hits inspired by The Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners.
Jolene, Jolene.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
And songs about all the things TMOS listeners love.
He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink.
Out of sight!
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS talking head.
Send your email to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
The best of O'Mara.
Are you ready? Are you ready, 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 Oscar Santana?
I am ready.
That's right, everybody. It's time for the TMOS Yak Shack. Lots of wonderful yaks this week, and might as well just dive right in. There seems to be something for everybody. So got some good yaks this week. I'm very happy with them.
The Yak Shack is here. The Yak Shack is here.
All over the place this week. Let's get started. Let me turn that one down, and we'll get to our very first yak on the... hold on just a second. I got to do it this way. Should have put that over here. All right, shut up. TMOS Yak Shack, let's dive in for the guy that was calling hiding under his bed. Let's listen.
Hey, Joe from Winter Garden, Florida calling. Listen to Monday's show, and I just want to remind Oscar what a f***ing horrible human being he is.
Oh, God.
Let Pony have a vacation.
Wow. Any response? That's it. That was the first yak of the day that we got. And by the way, Pony sent these to me. And Pony, can I ask you a question about the yaks this week?
Sure.
Did you throw them in a bag and shake them up? Is that what happened? Because I was playing, in some cases, three of the same yaks on two different messages.
No, I absolutely didn't do that. The
All right. Maybe it was me.
Yeah, the yaks get jumbled sometimes.
Can I interesting that this was the first one you sent me. Was it not?
It was the first one that was on the list.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to lay them on a playlist, you know? Sometimes you just don't have to be so obvious about how
well,
much
you... Well, you, needless yeah, to say, you have to, you
have to
respond. Answer.
Sir, to answer. A kind f*** you as...
okay,
as,
a lot of editing.
Yeah, well, you know, Pony set it up, I hit it out of the park. Sir, do you think in any realm of this universe that this could just be some entertainment, some shtick? To tell the man that he can take a day a week for 5 weeks, and that'll be his 5 days.
Well, let's ask him. Pony, have you pursued it at all? Have you talked to Oscar since the discussion we had on the air?
Not since then. I was under the impression we had decided that I would take the week after next.
Yes.
Okay.
After we had Rock decided. Back, yeah, he gets a full
we're
week.
We're all back together. And
more
then
than he deserves.
All right. Very good.
Thank you.
That's it. Well, you're answered, sir. Our next call is simply entitled... Keep the perv going on the TMOS Yak Shack, which, by the way, you can call anytime, morning, noon, or night, 866-620-MORE. That's 866-620. Did I get the phone number wrong? Again, I'm having me a day here. I am sorry. This is the pressure of what I'm doing today.
There's pressure. There's too much going on.
920-MORE, 920-6673. Yes. That's 888-920-6673. Let's get the call that is entitled Keep the Perv Going.
Fellas, what's happening? This is Graham out here in Reston, Virginia. I just listened and I was just wondering.
I just would like to say to callers, okay, Graham in particular, when you're calling me and you're under the bed in your dog's house out in the backyard, for God's sakes, please help a brother out here. Yeah. I'm trying to do a show. All right, Graham, thank you. Let's.
Daniela's cookies. And I was just sitting there.
I'm going to start it again.
All right, please. Graham. Yeah.
Fellas, what's happening? This is Graham out here in Reston, Virginia.
Grahams with an S.
I just listened and I was just wondering, how's Daniela's cookies? And I was just sitting there listening to the whole debriefing. And did you guys all get to eat Daniela's cookies? I mean, I think I too would like to eat Daniela's cookies. So, hey, Daniela. How you doing? I want to eat those cookies.
All right, sir. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, also request, guys. Listen, can you run like 10 minutes longer on Wednesday? Because, you know, your show is pretty much usually right around perfect for my commute. But, you know, by the time I fast forward through all the acts, it runs a little short. So hook me up with like an extra 10 minutes on Wednesday. You guys rock. Good to hear you back on here, man. I just kind of found this recently. But,
good.
Great job, man. Good to hear you on there again. Easy.
Good.
Good, you pervert.
The guy's enthusiastic.
All right, very good.
Do I need to ask what Danielle's cookies are about? I was clearly aware.
I have no... Pony, you know anything about Danielle's cookies?
Yeah, on her last day, she brought us some cookies, and they were wonderful, and this guy is a pervert.
Okay.
Okay, very good. How were the cookies, by the way?
Oh, they were great.
What flavor?
I believe they were like a snickerdoodle type thing.
Oh, wow. Maddie, did you have any of the cookies?
I did. They were delicious.
Ah, and you know your food from being in that Italian family. That's wonderful.
I get what the shtick is now. It's finally, yeah.
Danielle's cookies. Yeah. Thank you very much. Next guy wants to talk about infomercials.
Hey, guys. It's Mike from Post Falls, Idaho. And anyway, I spent a nice Saturday, long Saturday, pretty hungover. Spent a little TV time and caught an infomercial with Chuck Woolery pimping Blue Emu.
Oh, yeah.
Which is obviously or evidently a medicine to rub on your arthritis or whatever
right.
that ails you. But you don't stink. So anyway, yeah, infomercials suck, Mike.
They do.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
And love you.
God damn it. Chuck Woolery, really? You can't find anything else to do right now? Blue Emu? And that's a name for, you know, sorry.
Lots
sorry.
Of edits. Sorry.
I apologize.
God, people.
I'm not supposed to do that. But anyway, love you guys. Welcome back, Mike. Keep on trucking.
Look,
bye-bye.
I if you listen to the bonus show, you know I cuss, too. But
is it this the Australian like, Blue Emu? I've seen this commercial.
You know, when I hear cussing sometimes on the, and I don't mind people cuss. It's going to happen, period. But I'd rather you not, simply because it makes the editing of the show
easier. The show comes out a little later when we do that.
Yeah. Another thing is, for example, I'll be surfing on YouTube and there will be my son's in my lap and we're looking at things like catching fish, right? And so I said, giant grouper. And I see giant, Michael, that looks like a great video. Let's put it on. And the gentleman who is reeling in the grouper has the only word that he's really capable of saying is the F word. Like the F word again and again and again and again and again. And, you know, just remember, if you're making a little video, you're sending it, you never know who's going to be watching it. You know, I'm really happy that you're excited, but the only possible way in your limited intellect that you can express yourself, and I sound like an old fart right now, and I used a bad word just there, is that by using the F word. Stop it. It's a great fish. It was an amazing fight. You brought that massive Goliath grouper up to the surface of the Gulf of Mexico, and all you can say is, oh, F, man, look at that, F. And I'm just pissed off because I wanted to show my kid your video, and I couldn't do it. Thank you very much. Are you ready for some original comedy?
I am.
TMOS Yak Track, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Let's listen.
Hey guys, it's Mike.
No, that's not the right one.
The TMOS. This is Wayne Hare. I just wanted to say, me and we heard that Mr. Wayne Newton was on your show, and we're grateful for that. By we, I mean I'm the Hare and Wayne Newton's comb and the grill cream. We're very grateful that you had Mr. Las Vegas Wayne Newton, sir, on your show.
Thank you.
Of course, we're a little upset. You know, we make our living off of royalties from our performance fees with Mr. Wayne Newton. I, of course, you know, need to be quaff and grill cream. You know, sometimes runs out. We need another tube and comb. You know, he's got his only. His little weekly dalliance.
Oscar's loving
with
this,
the
sir.
Ladies at the can. Everybody needs a little something money, right? And, you know,
did he say the F word?
No. That we get a little something royalties on the side, performance fees. But of course, when Mr. Newton is on the radio, we get a little diddly and a whole lot of squat. You know what I mean? So, we're a little PO'd, you know. So, but we just we're fans of yours, and we're happy that you had him on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe next time there'll be a little camera action, and we can get a little of our capiche.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're Wayne's hair.
Okay, so this is Wayne Newton Hair saying on behalf of a comb, brush, grill cream, and nail clippers, emery
nail
cord,
clippers?
Orange sticks, and.
everything else having to do with it.
Okay.
Right. Oh, and the Barricide, the blue stuff that you put the cones in, yeah. We all say howdy, hey, and enjoy your day.
Happy
hey. And maybe throw us a little checky check.
Okay, I get
all
it.
Right.
Wayne's hair.
Out.
Hair out. Thank you very much.
Agreed. Okay,
very good. Prepared comedy. Mm-hmm. Hey, that was so good. We're going to get more prepared comedy on the TMOS
nice.
Yak Jack right now. There's some weird air. Weird goings on in August.
Hi, I'm calling from Washington, and I'm your number neighbor.
God.
I don't know.
I have
this is the way. Yes, go ahead.
Do you know, when you were gone, we did this number neighbor game. It was I think Daniela, Pony, where you text someone with a couple numbers.
Well, that was online, right? The number neighbor
yes.
was
but
something.
But we did it on the show.
You did.
And somebody wrote back to me within a few minutes of the actual show.
Like, so you got a response for your number neighbor.
Yeah.
That's a neighbor that's one number past your phone number.
Yes.
Right?
And Pony, what was the response I got? It was something so creepy I had to look it up.
Oh, immediately you got ASL question mark, which means...
So ASL question mark.
Yeah,
back.
Age,
what does that mean?
Age, sex, location.
Age, so someone, sex, location
yeah,
question
like immediately mark. Was like, am I going to get some action here?
Oh!
It was so gross.
How did you contact the person when you did number neighbor? How did you... did you leave
texted,
a message
know,
on
I,
the voicemail?
No, I texted them.
And what did you text when
said,
you wrote the person
hi,
with
I'm
one
your,
number next
I'm
to
I'm your
yours?
Number neighbor. Like, just... That was the, you know, salvo.
That's it.
And I got ASL from some pervert right back. I had to look it up. And then I wrote back. I was like, you know, because I thought it was like an audio language. Something goes, no. This is an old IM. Like when people would instant message creeps.
Right.
And then what I never reported back because it was like on a Friday is that evening around 10 p.m. I get a text back from this creep. And says, I'm 22, female, live in Boulder. And I was like,
I doubt it.
Who's the pervert now?
Well, at that point.
Oh, see, Pony's right. I doubt it, too, now that he
mentioned
it.
Oh, of course. This was like a catfish of catfishes. Yeah, like
yeah,
just
right.
something out of a Playboy centerfold, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. How about 85, male, I'm in your attic. That would be fun, wouldn't it? All right. There's weird energy on the Yaks. We got time for one more before we have to take a break here. And when I write what with three question marks after it, it's got to be a very strange Yak. We'll take our first break with this one.
Hello. How's it going, guys and gals? This is Molly from Spokane. I'm calling for some very important information to let you all know. Did you know?
Okay, so right away, I'm sorry, but I'm going to pick it apart. I'm calling for some very important information. If you're calling for some very important information, you're asking a question, but then she's telling us something.
Also, not for nothing, we all drink here. She sounds like she's drinking.
Well, she sounds like she's drinking,
yeah.
And she's also
Which
got
is fine.
What really this week with the Yak Shack was the spec...
Yeah.
Phone, you know, it's a receiver. Keep it in front of your mouth. Let's listen.
That Tansy, that cute little plant that's, you know, got all the little petals and purple, pink, and all that stuff.
Pansies.
Well, hey, guess what? You can go ahead and eat that flower. It's disagreeable to taste, but however, it is useful in the female complaints. Those that are having to use the tampon. And it's also useful for your kidneys, for those that drink the alcohol.
Oh.
Just an informative thing for y'all. I love you guys. Have a good night. Bye.
All right, I believe we just got a call from a Wiccan priestess.
It's a couple fast facts I could have lived without.
There you go.
You know,
she enjoyed. Yeah.
So
she,
eat the pansies.
Right.
Will help with your menstruation. If I decoded that.
Something like that.
And then
she was drinking pansy moonshine. Is what she was doing there. Very, very weird. But that's the Yak Shack. We got more to come, ladies and gentlemen. We will take a break.
Romeo and Juliet.
Antony and Cleopatra, Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories, Mike and Carla O'Mara. Their love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it, just like Carla loves Mike.
The best of O'Mara.
Let's open up the audio. Rob Spiewak, what do you have for us today?
I teased it earlier. Today is Toddy's last day as an internship.
Oh, I've been waiting for this since last week.
And, Mike, you know how you like promos that really don't promote anything?
Yes.
You're in luck, because today I present to you Toddy's Hotties.
Welcome to this edition of Toddy's Hotties.
Oh, my.
This is Toddy, and it's time to get hot. We're going to pick two ladies and one guy that will open up your eyes. The first hottie is Serena Williams. She's arguably the greatest women's tennis player of all time. Recently, she was on the cover of Vogue magazine looking nice. Our second hottie is Scarlett Johansson. The actress, model, and singer has made appearances in the Forbes Celebrity 100. She's a Hollywood sex symbol because of her trademark lips, green eyes, and voice. Way to go, Scarlett. Our final hottie is Justin Timberlake. Oh man, those ladies love him. His rise to fame came when he was part of NSYNC. Then, he became a solo artist and sold over 80 million records. His beautiful voice and attractive body make him so irresistible to women. He's like the white Santana Moss. So that's it for this week's edition of Toddy's Hotties.
Oh.
If you don't like Toddy's Hotties, you're just a dull and uninterested human being. Thank you.
Toddy.
There you go.
At the end, brilliant. We get that. Oh, I could have used that for his whole run. I could have used that for his whole run. You'll have to tell him to come back and do it like every couple of months.
Yeah, he
or
can
so.
Submit Toddy's Hotties, of course.
I'd love him to drop by and tell Toddy before he leaves to come back and record Toddy's Hotties.
Yeah,
you got it.
Freaking love that.
I'm going
to
go.
If you come to me, and remember I said this, if you come to me and say, Mike, it's back. Toddy's Hotties, you will make my year.
Cool.
I would love
absolutely.
That gift.
Love it.
Awesome. Absolutely.
All right. Did you watch any of the coverage of the McCain funeral?
I watched the entire funeral.
It was a beautiful service, and there was two moments that I want to highlight. Both George W. Bush and Barack Obama spoke at the funeral, and they both had isolatable, charming moments. You know that doing a eulogy is one of the toughest things you can do as far as public
speaking.
Yeah,
you've done them. I've done them. They're very difficult.
And this was a great moment. George W. Bush sort of recalling the intenseness of John McCain.
Moments before my last debate ever with Senator John Kerry in Phoenix, I was trying to gather some thoughts in the holding room. I felt a presence. Opened my eyes. And 6 inches from my face was McCain, who yelled, "Relax, relax." John was above all a man with a code. He lived by a set of public virtues that brought strength and purpose to his life and to his country.
So that him yelling at him to relax maybe helped, maybe didn't.
It was really, really terrific. And listen, for the people that can't handle it, the people that just don't know what bipartisan, dignity is all about, just bite me. And they're on both sides. Did you not ever really compete in anything? Did you ever experience loss? Did you ever experience like participating in some sort of sporting event where you had to be a gracious loser? Have you ever not put yourself out there? I cannot for the life of me on both sides. Democrats and Republicans, the Democrats that, were saying, oh, what about this that he voted on? What about this? Yes, we get it. He disagreed with you. Hello. He's
dead. And he did, you know, he was in a prison camp for 5 years. And for the people on the Republican side who have to say to me, Mike, I know you got a tie to the Naval Academy, then why didn't you vote for him? You just don't get it. I didn't vote for him because I disagree with 99% of the stuff he voted for. That doesn't mean I can't respect him and I can't admire him as a true American hero and patriot. Did you never participate in a contest of any kind where you were attempting to beat the other person's brains out and then you shake their hand and you congratulate them on a job well done?
Like a playoff hockey series.
Mm. Like the playoff, right. Like a playoff
hockey
series.
They beat each other up for 7 games. They're yelling and screaming. And then at the end, they shake hands.
They shake hands. My advice to all you people on both sides that couldn't get in the spirit of what was really a sweet little moment where Americans maybe came together for a minute, just shut the F up and let the grown-ups have their moment. And I mean that. Let the grown-ups have that moment. And look in the mirror at yourself and realize there's you got a circuit missing. You've got a capacitor that wasn't installed right. It might have happened when you came out of the womb, or it might have been you had a little effed up upbringing by your parents. But remember, this is a time, yes, you disagree with the guy. Yes, you had two guys sitting in the front row that were in the most heated competition, the presidency of the United States, and they both got up there and said wonderful things about him. Get over it. I was sickened by some of the things that people were saying. And the one guy, the very last one, when I made a little comment, my mother was married in the Naval Academy chapel to a naval aviator who graduated from the Naval Academy named Joseph Lister. At the end of World War II, he went off an aircraft carrier and his engine quit. And he went into the drink and they never found his body. And she was married. I have pictures of my mom where they have the swords up, where she's coming out of the Naval Academy Chapel. John McCain's last service was in the Naval Academy Chapel. And yet a guy writes to me, well, how come you didn't vote for him, Mike? Because that guy doesn't understand what it is to be a grown-up. It's that simple. Right. That's what it's all about. You know, you, well, put, said, it, you put it aside. We need to do it now more than ever. Sorry for the speech. I meant to do it earlier.
That's
sorry.
Right. Speaking of being a grown-up, you mentioned this in passing. This was a wonderful moment from when Barack Obama spoke at the funeral.
It showed his irreverence, his sense of humor, a little bit of a mischievous streak. After all, what better way to get a last laugh than to make George and I say nice things about him to a national audience?
So I thought that was exceptionally nice. Well handled. That was funny. It was a beautiful service.
I loved Ariana Grande. I thought she was great at the service.
That was Aretha.
Damn it. Yeah. All right.
I'm sorry.
Please,
I know we're
all
over the place. But you know what? Maybe tomorrow we can talk about it. We'll talk about it tomorrow. But the whole controversy over the bishop grabbing her side boob. Can we talk about that tomorrow?
Oh, of course.
I'd like to know your thoughts on that tomorrow. And
do you want to hear that bishop's joke from the funeral?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. This is Aretha. Was Aretha's funeral over 7 hours?
It seemed like
it's still going on.
Yeah. A lot of it was outfit changes.
They have a bonus show that you can subscribe to.
Aretha's Death Patreon is right now available. Here's the Bishop.
Franklin Fruitcake Futures.
This is, Mike, this is from Aretha Franklin's funeral. I think his name was Bishop Hansi.
I've got to apologize because I have to brush up. My 28-year-old daughter tells me, Dad, you are old at 60. When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
And then he went in for the kill.
Yeah. Yeah.
He didn't show the proper R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
True enough. True enough. And let us close with this just briefly. Nicki Minaj had a concert in Philadelphia over the weekend, Sunday. Oh. And if you see the pictures from this, it was a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh.
I mean, all I can explain
to
is...
To beat the band. The best wardrobe malfunction in the history of malfunction.
She had a blouse that fought a losing battle for an entire show.
Absolutely.
And bless her heart, little Nicki Minaj, isn't she marvelous? Here she is explaining herself at the end of the show.
They done saw my nipples at least 50 times tonight.
Thank you. That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.